The times when I have shared my faith, I've really enjoyed it. But like you, I've struggled being scared and timid. So most of my Christian life, I read books like these. Look at this slide. The Contagious Christian. Share Jesus Without Fear. And tell someone. And these books teach you how to share your faith and be effective. But I believe all these authors really have the gift of evangelism, the spiritual gift. I also think they are extroverts. Extroverts is the person who enjoys talking around to people and they're not shy. But most of us are not gifted in evangelism, and many of us are not extroverts. So talking to people about Jesus does not come natural to us. The Apostle Paul was a witness. He was passionate about it. He was gifted, spiritually gifted. He was not afraid to walk up to strangers and talk to them. But his disciple Timothy was the complete opposite. I believe Timothy was quiet. And he was not gifted in evangelism. But let's look at 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 5. It says, but you keep your head in all situations, endure hardship, do the work of an evangelist, discharge all the duties of your ministry. See, God calls us to be His witness. To share the good news. To keep people from going to hell. And so we're supposed to do the work of the evangelist even if we're not gifted that way. So today I want to teach you a different strategy about how to be a good, effective witness. In a way that's natural and easy for you to follow. So our first point says this, God's blessing strategy. God has a strategy. God has a plan. See, God wants to bless your life. He wants to pour His love on you. We see this in Ephesians 1:3. Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in the heavenly realms with every spiritual blessing in Christ. When we've been blessed, it's easier to bless people. God's way of reaching and restoring the world has always been through a blessing strategy. See, the Bible is full of God's plans and strategies He wants us to follow. Originally, God blessed Abraham so Abraham could be a blessing to the rest of the world. Genesis 12:2. I will make you into a great nation, and I will bless you. I will make your name great, and you will be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you, and whoever curses you, I will curse, and all peoples of the earth will be blessed through you. If Abraham was obedient, he would be blessed and a blessing to others. See, God blesses you so you can be a blessing to others. And see, that's really what witnessing is, being a blessing to others. It's not just about converting people to Jesus. Don't even think about converting people to Jesus. Seek to bless their lives first. When you meet people, you want to enrich their lives. You want to make their lives better through your friendship. It is only when we love people, when we really love people and they see that we love them, that they'll listen to us. That they'll develop an interest in who we are and what we have to say. It's the best way to help people come to God. So don't think just trying to convert people to Christ. Think about blessing people. See, if we look at our second point, it says this, how to bless people. See, we have a problem as Christians. We're known as the judges. We're the ones that condemn and criticize certain behavior. But we should be known as people who want to bless people. And we bless them in tangible and real meaningful ways. To prepare their hearts to receive and hear the gospel. So here's an acrostic, B-L-E-S-S, to help you remember your strategy. I don't know what it sounds like in Chinese. There's no acrostic, I'm sure. Okay. B stands for begin with prayer. You always begin with prayer. Why are we supposed to pray? When we pray, we align our head and our hearts in a certain direction. When we're praying for God's will to be done for people to be saved, we are giving them our attention and we're telling God we're intentional about this person. When you write a person's name in your prayer journal, you're telling God that, God, I believe you want me to love this person. You're saying, God, you put this person on my heart and I want to bless them. God, you want me to bless the people in my neighborhood. Your neighborhood is anywhere you're around people. Your family, your friends, your workplace. Your hobbies, the people next door. Let's read Colossians
4:2.
Devote yourselves to prayer, being watchful and thankful, and pray for us too, that God may open the doors for our message, so that we may proclaim the mysteries of Christ, which I am in chains. Pray that I may proclaim it clearly as I should. See, how many of you pray this prayer? God, use me to bless somebody. Now we pretend to care. But you're not committed to be a blessing. See, how do I know that you want to do the work of an evangelist? How do I know that you want lost people to come to Jesus? I just have to listen to your prayers. If you are not praying for lost people by name, you don't care about the lost. It's okay, you can say, God, I pray that my neighbors will come to know Jesus. I don't want to say that is meaningless, but it's kind of empty. Better if you say, Father, that my neighbor Bob, I want him to know Jesus. You got to name names, okay? You got to be intentional. I got about 100 people, 50 to 100 people on my prayer list that are not saved. You know, family, friends, people by name. If you want to bless people, begin with prayer. The L stands for listen. We need to listen. When you go to a divine appointment where God puts you in place with another person, just listen to them talk. Don't start preaching. Listen to them talk about their fears and frustrations. Listen to them talk about their ups and downs in life. James 1:19. My dear brothers, take note of this. Everyone should be quick to listen and slow to speak and slow to become angry. So, God gave you two ears. And only one mouth. That means we must listen twice as much as we should talk. Sometimes I don't know what to say to people, so I just listen. When I listen to people, I often repeat back to them what they said. Men, this is a good habit with your wives. When your wife starts talking to you, and you start losing interest, that's bad. So I learned to repeat back to my wife what she says to me. Oh, so they didn't have that grocery item on sale anymore. That's so sad. It shows I care. It shows I'm listening. I'm not staring at my cell phone while she's talking. You listen with love and compassion. not legalism or condemnation.
不要跟他讲理，也不要谴责他。
When they tell you a mistake they made, you don't say, you shouldn't have done that.
那你不要跟他讲，哎呀，你不该做这个事情。
What's wrong with you?
搞什么鬼啦？
Instead you say, that must have been painful.
那你应该说，哎呀，这个是真的很痛苦的。
Oh, that must have terrified you.
很可怕的。
You're relating to what they went through. You're caring.
那所以呢，这样的话呢，他讲的话呢，对你呢就有关心他的话了。
Sometimes I don't know what to how to start a conversation, so I just listen.
所以很多时间的话，我也不知道怎么开始跟人家讲话，我就听。
Maybe if they tell me about something that happened, I'll just ask them a question.
可能他只告诉我有什么事情发生了，我就问他一个问题。
Why do you think that happened to you?
为什么这个事情会发生呢？
How did it make you feel?
那你感觉到怎么样？
Eventually you see where they're at in life and how God can help them.
那这样子的话呢，我们讲下去，他就会知道神怎么样可以帮助他们呢。
James 5:16.
第二号啊，雅各书5:16.
Therefore confess your sins to each other and pray for each other so that you may be healed. The prayer of a righteous man is powerful and effective.
所以你们要彼此认罪，互相代求，使你们可以得医治。一人祈祷所发的力量是大有功效的。
People want to talk about their problems because it makes them feel better. What better person to talk to than you?
那人呢喜欢讲他们的问题，所以呢你是最好听的听众了。
So you're not trying to convert, you're trying to help them and bless them.
你不是要马上把他们改造改变，只是呢你要祝福他们。
So we begin with prayer.
所以呢我们从祷告开始。
We listen.
我们听。
E stands for eat.
E呢就是吃，E-A-T，吃。
Okay, doesn't mean you eat them, okay?
并不是说你要把他们吃掉。
It means you share a meal with them.
就是跟他们一起吃饭，吃顿饭啊。
See, I'm really good at this part.
牧师，像你们牧师说他是这一方面他很能的。
This is my favorite blessing.
这是他最喜欢的一个祝福。
I'll eat dinner, breakfast, or lunch with you. Or we can go just get ice cream. See, this isn't complicated. It's simple. You know, you have a cup of coffee or you share a meal with someone. When you share a meal, it relaxes them. You know, it's something that they like doing. When I used to work in an office, we'd all go to lunch at the same time, or we'd go to the lunchroom. You get use the time to get to know people and listen. Luke 15:1. Now the tax collectors and sinners were all gathering around him. Round to hear him, Jesus. But the Pharisees and the leaders of the law muttered, this man welcomes sinners and eats with them. And Jesus told him a parable because of this. Why did Jesus eat with sinners? So he could listen to them. So he could tell them he loved them. And so he could give them hope. Now, many of you know I like to fish. Do you know what the number one rule of fishing is? You go where the fish are. Okay, I'm serious. You can go fish in your bathtub. But there's no fish in your bathtub. Now we have a radar system in our boat, a fish finder. It looks like this. Okay, when I see this, I get excited. Because that's a hill, a little mound underwater. And every little arch is a fish. So if we're fishing and we see this, we stop and we fish right there. And because of the way the fish are positioned, we know they're hungry. So if we're fishing, we don't see any fish. We don't fish there. So eat with people. Go out to lunch and meal. Share a meal and spend time where the fishing is. Everyone enjoys eating. When we eat, we relax. We feel good. And we talk. And then that next S, the S stands for serve. So you listen to the strategist, just spending time with people, listening to them, eating with them. If you listen to people long enough, they will tell you how to serve them. Jesus healed people before he shared the gospel. Jesus loved people before he shared the gospel. If you're patient and compassionate, they will tell you how to serve them. They'll mention a problem at home. They'll mention a trouble at work. They'll talk about a transition they're going through. When people tell you a problem, transition, or trouble, they are telling you what they need and you know how to help them. Their needs may be physical. Emotional. Relationships. Financial. Spiritual. When you listen to them and don't judge them, they will respect you. They'll trust you. Now is when you become intentional. Oh, I think I can help them by doing something. I want to serve them. I want to love them, God. Galatians 5:13. You, my brothers, were called to be free, but do not use your freedom to indulge the sinful nature. Rather, serve one another in love. The entire law is summed up in a single command: love your neighbor as yourself. If you keep on biting and devouring each other, watch out, or you will be destroyed by each other. You know, how do you serve people? Maybe they need a ride to the doctors. You give them a ride. Maybe they just need someone to listen to, so you serve them by listening to them. I sometimes just share biblical wisdom about their problem. A lot of people need friends, so I say, hey, you know, I go to this group, a small group. Why don't you come with me to my small group? Maybe you'll just say, hey, you know, you need to get to know God. Why don't you come to worship with me? So you don't say, well, you should go to church. You say, hey, come to worship with me and let's see what God wants to say. See, one of the best ways to touch a life is that you prayed for, listened to, ate with, is you invite them to come worship and then say, after worship, let's go and eat lunch. And when you invite them to worship, sit with them. I mean, I have on the English side, someone invited someone to worship and they sat on one side and the person invited them sat on the other side. I think that person probably felt that the other person was embarrassed to invite them to church. I don't know why. Sit with them, show them how to, where the hymn is in the hymnal or the Bible verse is. And you introduce them to other people as your friend. Then you take them to lunch. That really blesses people, I'm telling you. That will touch them deeply. You know, you haven't shared a gospel message, you haven't shared a verse, but you've touched their life. How will you serve your neighbor? How will you serve that hurting person at work? When they talk about their problems, don't tell them what to do. You tell them, oh, you know, I was in a similar situation, this is what God did for me. You tell them how God guided you through a problem. Maybe you ask your small group to serve them and, you know, go mow their lawn if their husband's sick or something like that. I'd be happy to help anybody that you want to help. I counsel non-believers on finances, personal issues, counseling issues, marital counseling. I do it for free, so I'd be happy to help you. See, I want to show people I care and I want to help them. Back in my college days, I served as a summer missionary. Nine weeks in a difficult, hard place to be a missionary. They sent me to Hawaii. Hawaii! Okay, I'll go. I picked Colorado, they sent me to Hawaii. You know, those beach ministries are really hard. You get sand everywhere. I went to Hawaii. A friend of mine went to California for missions. And she said she stayed with a couple. The wife was a believer and the husband was not a Christian. The wife would prepare the most wonderful meals for the church potluck and social events. She was a wonderful cook. But for her husband, she gave him hot dogs and TV dinners. And I think this woman was completely misunderstood her role as a wife. But the husband told this missionary that he would never become a Christian. Simply because his Christian wife would not serve him. She painted an ugly picture of what a Christian is. Imagine if she started serving her husband with wonderful meals. And just love him by taking care of him. If she went up to him and said, you know, husband, I've done wrong. God has told me that I've sinned against him and I've sinned against you. I will serve you. What a witness that would be, right? That would sink in his heart and open his heart a little more for the gospel message. Serve in tangible and meaningful ways. Show people what God looks like. So we begin with prayer. We listen. We eat a lot. We serve. The last S is story. When the time is right, we share our story. We share our story about how God changed our life. We share it with love and hope and wisdom. The Holy Spirit led Philip to a road in the desert. There he met a man, a eunuch. A servant of the court of Ethiopia. God said, go and witness to that man. So Philip did, and the first thing he did was listen. Eventually the eunuch said this to Philip in Acts
8:34.
Tell me, please, who is the prophet talking about, himself or someone else? Then Philip began with that very passage of Scripture and told him the good news about Jesus. So this man was reading out of the book of Isaiah. Peter listened to him. And Peter did throw out a question and goes, oh, do you understand what you're reading? And the man says, well, you know, I really don't. Who's the guy, who's the prophet talking about? See, now it's time for Philip to share his story. Jesus' story. See, would you be ready if someone walked up to you and said, I think you're a religious person. Do you think Jesus could help me? Would you be able to answer them? Or someone says, well, how can Jesus help me with this problem? See, if my experience that if I spend enough time with people, they will ask me a question. When they ask me a question, they are giving me permission to share about Jesus. I've had people walk into the sanctuary hungry for Jesus, people I had never met. That's why I'm ready, because when that person and me cross paths, that's when I'm ready to share my story. First Peter 3:15. But in your heart set Christ as Lord. Always be prepared to give an answer to everyone who asks you to give the reason for the hope that you have, but do this with gentleness and respect. With gentleness and respect. Not a high and mighty tone. We don't say, well, let me tell you. We don't judge or condemn. If you share with gentleness and respect, they will listen. I had an atheist. I was at a social event that I just mentioned. I was a pastor, and an atheist wanted to ask me a question. And he goes, well, you know, Jesus is okay, but the God of the Old Testament, I don't like that God. So he asked me a question. I'm ready to answer. I spent the next 10 minutes explaining that they're the same God. And afterwards, he actually thanked me for sharing with him. So every time I see him, we talk, we laugh, and he's still an atheist, and I'm still a Christian. So I'm waiting for that chance to share the story. Invest time in people. Be intentional. Love them. The opportunity to share your story will come. I went fishing with one man 4 times before I actually had a chance to actually talk about Jesus. See, I'm going on God's time, God's plan. The blessing strategy will work for you if you accept it and dedicate to use it. Point number 3 says this, if we are faithful, we will be fruitful. You will bear fruit if you take the time to use this strategy. You keep praying and listening and eating and serving and sharing. Acts 2:46. Every day they continued to meet together in the temple courts. They broke bread in their homes and ate together with glad and sincere hearts, praising God and enjoying the favor of all the people, and the Lord added to their number those who were being saved.
你们天天同庆和也很切的在宴里，且在家中握柄，曾叫欢喜诚挚的先用饭，赞美神的众民的喜爱，主将得救的人天天加给他们。See,
the early church was filled with joy and happiness and love and hope.
那这个教会里头呢，充满爱，充满希望，充满祝福。
The non-believers noticed and took note that these people were happy.
那那些不信的人呢，就看到信的人呢，是这么快乐。
They saw that they were blessed with joy and happiness, and these non-believers wanted to be blessed too. So the Lord added them to the church. They were saved. They believed because they wanted to be blessed. See, if you seek to do one of the blessing strategies every day, you will transform a life. So maybe today you'll pray for somebody by name, or one or two people at work. Maybe you'll tell someone, hey, let's go to lunch, you know, on Friday. Or maybe you'll call a friend you know who's hurting and just listen to them talk. Maybe you'll loan your neighbor some gardening tools just to be a good neighbor. If you're seeking to use, to touch someone, bless someone every day, it will bear fruit. So who will you bless this week? Who will you show God's love to? See, people need to be blessed by Jesus because we live under a curse. Jesus came to remove the curse and bless us. Galatians 5:13, Christ redeemed us from the curse of the law by becoming a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is everyone who is hung on a tree. To save this cursed world, we must bless them. As we go into our decision time, I want you to think about a few things. Will you tell God, God, I want to be a blessing to people? I will pray for them. I will listen to them. I will eat with them. I will serve them. And when the time is right, I will share my story. Are you here today and have you been blessed with eternal life? That you'll live in heaven forever with God? If not, now is the time to accept Jesus as your Savior and your Lord. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for blessing us. You bless us with every spiritual blessing. Help us, Father, this week to do the work of an evangelist. Not as someone who's gifted by evangelism, but as someone who's been blessed by you. Touch our hearts about who we can pray for, who we should listen to this week, who should we eat with, who we can serve, and who we can share our story with, Lord. I pray that we as a church will bless this Chinese community. Because we love you, Father. And we believe your word. So we praise and worship you in Jesus' name. Amen.